I guess the real question I actually had was, at what point, if she, if and when she does, come clean with, if she does fall in love with this guy, do I continue moving forward like it doesn't happen with this thing, or do I give up?
Okay, so thank you for the question, and I know how difficult that is and how painful that is. There's nothing worse than being betrayed in that way. But let me be practical with you, and let's talk about how to move forward with situations that include infidelity. The first thing to appreciate, very important, is that as much as it may seem as though the affair is your problem, it's not. Oh, it is today. It is today. But ultimately, it will have very little to do with the success or failure of your marriage. Because the affair will end. They always do. Affairs are relationships that are built on deceit and immorality. And despite James's wife's attempt to redefine words like marriage and adultery, these are things, it's like you can't redefine gravity. There are, just as there are physical laws of the universe, so too there are relationship and emotional laws of the universe. A marriage is a marriage in the eyes of God, and an affair is an affair. And you can't change the definition of it as much as hard as you might try. So there are relationships that are built on deceit and immorality, and things that are planted in dirty soil don't grow well. And so eventually the relationship will die. It always does. And when it does, your wife, James, will see you and your whole situation completely differently. I'm going to say something that will be pretty shocking to most of you, but I'll explain it. People often ask me, "Mort, here's my situation. Is there hope?" And if your situation includes infidelity, my answer to the question is always yes. Right? Interesting, right? How could that be? Explain that one to me, Mort. Right? My husband tells me he's madly in love with another woman, found his soulmate, and they're planning on spending the rest of their life together. He wants nothing to do with me. And you're telling me that my situation has hope and possibility because of that? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Why? For a couple of reasons. Number one, an affair is like it's like wearing a pair of glasses. When you're in it, you see everything differently because of it. You see your life, your future, your marriage, your family, your kids, everything. The affair redefines the way you see everything. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, I was reading some very interesting research which correlates infidelity and romantic love with cocaine. Yes, this is actual scientific research done by people who did MRI scans, people a lot smarter than me and much more scientific. And they actually demonstrated that what occurs in the brain when you have an affair is very similar, almost exactly like what occurs in the brain when you use cocaine. And that is, it distorts your judgment and really affects the way you see everything. It really proved, I'm putting my own psychological spin on it now, it really proved the old adage that love is blind. The way your spouse, who is having an affair, is viewing you, the possibility of marriage with you, everything is totally a function of that affair, of that relationship. But, as I already pointed out, the affair will end. They always do. Now, I know, Mort, you didn't speak to my wife, you didn't speak to my husband, they think they're in love, they met their soulmate, they're planning on being together. I know. I've spoken to all of them. And it's very rare that they're not even 1 month flings. We tend, before you're actually in the situation, we tend to think of people that have affairs as like the scum of the earth. But it as horrible it is, as it is, generally speaking, it's not true. people that have affairs are they're people like you and me. I don't mean to say that you've had an affair. Certainly I have not. But in other words, they don't see themselves that way. And they certainly are not having a fling. From their perspective, they're in love. And if they've never felt this way before. And they've met their soulmate. Research shows that a tremendous percentage of people at some point in their marriage have affairs. It's a little unreliable because people lie about it, but most experts think it's somewhere between 40 and 60%. That's a tremendous number of people, you understand, that find themselves in affairs. And again, the vast majority of them didn't just slip up one night. The vast majority of them are in experiences where they're in real relationships and saying, this is it. So if that's true, if there are millions of people, 50% of marriages that have been affected with infidelity, and if the vast majority of them are saying, this is it, then where are all those relationships? In other words, do you know anybody that's living happily ever after and they met in an adulterous relationship? Now, every once in a while, there's one person in the program that says, yeah, I know one person. Okay, fine. I'm not going to say there's not an exception. But 99% of the times, nobody raises their hand because they don't exist. The relationships die. And again, I'm not a scientist, and I don't have the data at my hands, but if you want to do the research, you'll see that it's true. And so as much conviction as your husband or wife might be expressing about this other relationship, and I realize, James, I'm a little my response here is a little ahead of you, right, because your wife, first of all, we're not sure she's having an affair, and she certainly hasn't gotten to the point where she feels like she's fallen head over heels and has met her soulmate and all that stuff. So I realize this is not totally, but you're asking me, like, if that does, but basically your question was, if that does happen, which it already has with many people, you know, where am I then? What I'm telling you is, that I certainly don't wish it upon you. And, you know, we're not even talking here about the pain and dealing and coping with the betrayal. It's a very difficult thing. But I'm just being very practical for a moment, and I'm saying that there's certainly, although I hope it doesn't happen, James, it certainly would not be reason to give up, because it's going to be a terrible period in your life. But it'll end. And when it does end, everything will look different. One of the keys to succeeding, to turn your marriage around if you're dealing with infidelity, is patience. I know it's a tough quality to embrace, but it's so crucial. There's just no substitute for it. Because you just have to let their relationship run its course. There's just no other way. The worst thing you can do, I get this question all the time, should I contact her husband? Should I call his wife? Should I try to interfere? Should I call? Get out of the way. Don't interfere in any way, shape, or form. Believe me, they don't need your help for the relationship, the affair, to die. It'll die all by itself. Just get out of the way. Let it run its course. In fact, if you do try to get in the way, it usually makes matters worse. They get very upset. They feel violated. And they, you know, basically pits you against the two of them. It brings them closer, gives them common ground. They double their efforts to prove you wrong. It's not the way to go. Get out of the way. Just hang in there until that affair runs its course and peters out. And then, when that happens, you'll have a whole new kind of opportunity. Now, let me transition to a second very important point. And it's really based on a common misunderstanding of my first point. Because very often after people hear me say that, they think what I've said is that they just have to sort of abandon their effort and back off until the affair is over. I did not say that, and that is not what you should do. Yes, you do have to hang in there and give it time for the affair to end, but that doesn't mean that you're not simultaneously taking a tremendous amount of initiative to work on your fixing and to reach out consistently to try to connect with your husband or wife despite their rejection, despite the fact that they're involved with an affair. I'll tell you, if you just get out of, if you just leave them alone and you not reach out to try to connect and demonstrate significant changes in your life, then yes, the affair will end, but your marriage will end also. Because when the affair ends and those glasses come off and they look back toward you and to the marriage and they see nothing different, then, yeah, the affair will be over. But they're not going to step into you or step into a marriage that from their perspective, is completely unchanged from the time that they got into the affair. And make no mistake about it, the affair didn't ruin your marriage. No way. Affairs don't ruin marriages. Ruined marriages lead to affairs. You get that? It's important to understand the cause and effect. I never met a happily married person who was having an affair. It doesn't happen. Affairs happen in the context of broken marriages. Even though there's absolutely no excuse for anybody ever stepping over that line, the fact of the matter is that if broken marriages lead to affairs, well, both people contribute to broken marriages. So you need to be asking yourself, like, what's wrong with me? Where did I go wrong? How could I have been a better husband or wife? What was missing for my husband or wife that they had to go outside the marriage to get? And it's really important that you really focus on those things. And it's your ability to really focus on those things and fix those things and reach out consistently to try to connect with your spouse, to do that while the affair is going on, so that when the affair is over and they turn back, none of it, I'm just telling you in advance, that most of it will be meaningless to your spouse while you're doing it. Don't let that deter you. Because in retrospect, when the affair is over and they look back on all the efforts you've made, it will be transformative.